light of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life's giving bread. They perish, they perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and welcome to all who are in tune with the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is your speaker, Willie Murphy, and we are indeed happy to be back with you again at this time with another message from the Holy Word. But first, let me say I hope you have been enjoying the services at the National Camp Meeting this past week. Or if you have not, why not get ready to come on down for tomorrow, July 31st, and enjoy this last weekend in the heavenly atmosphere of God's people. Hear the singing and preaching from the Word as it was taught and believed many years ago. The big pavilion is located about 5 miles east of Neosho, Missouri, in the community known as Monarch Springs. Now for our principal thought at this time, please allow me to introduce it to you by using an illustration from natural life. A good many years ago, I was traveling to the West Coast with a number of friends, including my father-in-law, Brother Fred Pruitt. He had an experience which I am sure he never forgot as long as he lived. It also made a lasting impression in my memory. It happened this way. At a certain house in New Mexico, he desired to make inquiry concerning some of the old settlers who had lived in this community many years ago. Upon reaching the door to knock, no one appeared, but suddenly a large and vicious-looking dog came upon the scene and acted as if he owned the place and all strangers were intruders who deserved to be punished. My father-in-law's return route to the car seemed to be blocked, as this dog began to bark viciously and to go in circles around him. Fortunately for him, he was not attacked, but it required his utmost vigilance and caution to keep his eyes upon that dog and carefully return to the car safely. No doubt the least negligence on his part would have resulted in his being bitten by this unfriendly dog. So now for my text from the Scriptures, look at this part of verse 15 found in Luke chapter 12. Take heed and beware of covetousness. Here is one evil which is like a leech. It will fasten itself to men of all nations, regardless of race, color, or religion. It finds its way into the homes of rich and poor alike. It does so with such smoothness and cleverness that many times it is as a serpent which has wound its large and deadly coils around its victim, and its fangs are clearly in sight before one is aware of its danger. Christ here spoke these words as a warning, not only to this man in the Scripture who wanted his brother to divide his father's inheritance with him, but he spoke them for our admonition and warning to be on the lookout for covetousness, that we may detect it while it is yet on its way to devour our souls and beware of it. To beware means to take heed or give concern. Many times the sign upon the gatepost will read, "Beware, bad dog." One of the things which makes covetousness so deadly is the fact that it is not always easily detected, because so much of it lies beneath the surface and is not easily seen. I understand that the great and mighty ship, which was known as the unsinkable Titanic, disregarded the warnings of icebergs and continued its course while the passengers were engaged in dancing and revelry. However, the unseen part of the iceberg beneath the surface of the ocean cannot be lightly regarded, for the mighty Titanic was ripped open and sank with only a few saved from the watery grave. This catastrophe might have been averted had good heed been given to the dangers which existed at that time. And let me remind you again that there is no respecter of persons, for they may be either rich or poor, but if this greed of covetousness finds its way into their lives, it will surely cause them to sink. We so often class idolatry as belonging to the heathen who worship images, but we are living in a world today filled with those whose hearts are ever seeking for more and more the wealth of this life. In Colossians 3 and 5, we have a number of evils listed, but the verse ends with this statement, "and covetousness, which is idolatry." So let me warn all once again, take heed and beware of covetousness. Let us pause for a moment of prayer. Our Father, who knowest the secrets of all hearts, we pray that we may ever and always so submit ourselves to your will that we may be free from all the evils which daily surround us, including covetousness. Bless all those out in radio land who seek to do thy will for Christ's sake. Amen. Here now is Frances with a letter exchange, but let me explain that the first one she will read is from a prisoner who was under the sentence of death for almost 2 years in death row. We rejoice that even before this sentence was passed, he found Christ. We withhold his name and state for reasons which we hope you will understand. But here are his own words.
One thing I want to say right now is that the Mission Trail sure has been a blessing to my heart. You may not know it, but this program was my service while on the roll. The Mission Trail thrilled me, and to hear the word, the singing, and your voices again just can't be measured at all. From Oklahoma, dear Brother and Sister Murphy, greetings to you and yours in love of the Most High. I just turned off the radio after listening to the Mission Trail and enjoyed the broadcast very much. Enclosed is offering to help keep you on the air. May the Lord bless you abundantly for your work. From Oklahoma, dear Brother Willie, how are you this morning? We got the broadcast last night. It came in very clear for the most part, lest any man fail. Remember me when you pray. Keep the good work going on. From Arkansas, and hearty greetings in the precious name of Jesus. The printed message surely added courage to me. The last sentence or statement in the press time. From Oklahoma, just keep sending the Mission Trail. Thank you. From California, dear saints at the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. I received a Mission Trail broadcast sermon in print today. I have also received several others from time to time. I enjoy them very much. I am aware I can't attend services very much. May the Lord bless these broadcast sermons to all as well as myself. This is all for today.
Thank you, Francis. Now, please listen to the words of this poem. Now, Jesus soon went to the Passover feast, a custom which then did prevail in the East, and there in the temple no doubt could behold how goats, sheep, and oxen were bartered and sold. Our Savior no doubt was displeased at such things and plaited a whip with some very small strings. The sheep and the oxen were turned out at large, as well as the people who had them in charge. And those who sold doves were commanded to go and pack up their cages, resembling a show. And as they marched out, the display that they made was equal, no doubt, to a showman's parade. Now, those who changed money he handled quite rough. No doubt he had seen of their dealings enough to know that the devil himself was cashier. Hence, they were expelled without mercy or fear. And they were removed with such wonderful care. The tables were left with their legs in the air. He cleared out the place where this traffic had been, a harbor for Satan, the serpent, and sin. If one has a heart that is burdened with sin, the first thing that's done when the Savior comes in is drive out the oxen, turn over the chairs, and make things feel greatly in need of repairs. And when it's repaired by that power up above, the heart is so full of his mercy and love that even the serpent is greatly dismayed. He knows that the mortgage and debt have been paid. The temple was cleansed and the devil had fled, and God now was reigning supreme in his stead. But God will not stay where the devil does dwell, and hence there's no God in the regions of hell. Here now is a song by Emmanuel and Marie Mitchell, Charlene Mitchell, and Cynthia LeCraw. Do you ever think to pray? You're listening to the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you have received encouragement, we would like to hear from you. Also, if you would like to have a copy of today's message in print, you may have one free of charge by addressing the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Be with us again next Friday night at 11 o'clock over this same station. Until then, this is Willie Murphy
and Francis
saying, may God bless you richly and a very pleasant good night.